يستحكيم. Hallelujah, Christ in me. Let's raise our hands and sing it. Live in me, Lord. Live in me. Take my life, Lord, live in me. Let us pray. Precious Lord, we thank you this evening. We come before your holy presence with reverence and with fear in our hearts. Lord, knowing that you are here and in your presence there is fullness of joy. Lord, we pray that you will rekindle that joy in our hearts this evening. And Lord, as we switch to this word portion of the service, may you bless us, Lord. May you break the bread of life. May you minister to your people. Bless all those that are online. May you bless them abundantly. May your quickening power be present for us all who will receive this, and also those who will hear it after. May you be with all of us. And we remember all the sick, the weary, the afflicted in any way. May you touch them, Lord. May you be with each one and every person. We thank you and we bless your holy name. We ask all these blessings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. You love him? Amen. God bless you. Brother Githenji, good to see you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Welcome to the house of God. God bless you. And all online, God bless you. Welcome to this evening service. We trust that it will be a blessing to you. Amen. We are here to sit at the Master's feet. Amen. And feast on his body word. Amen. So God bless you. And God bless you, Brother Ben. And all the saints in Tororo, God richly bless you. We love you. We appreciate you with all our hearts. And we pray for you. And we pray that we believe that you are praying for us. Amen. God bless you. Amen. So you appreciate the services thus far. Amen. God bless you, Brother Ben. Thank you for the services. We are blessed. We are taking other steps in the coming of the Lord. Amen. And we thank God for what he's doing. Amen. May God bless you. So I have just a message tonight. And come behind the pastor partly. So let's take our Bibles. Amen. We're going to read the book of Amos. Chapter 3, verse 6 to 9 to 8. Chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. Then we'll also read Revelation 8, 1 and Ephesians 1, 8 to 11. Amen. Amos chapter 3, from verse 6. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city, and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in a city, and the Lord hath not done it? It's a question. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret unto his servants the prophets. The lion hath roared, who will not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who can but prophesy? Amen. And we go to Revelation 8:1. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about a space of half an hour. Amen. When he had opened the seventh seal. Now, Ephesians 1, 8 to 11. Wherein he hath abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Everything in heaven and on earth, all gathered in Christ. Amen. What a gathering. In whom we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Amen. He doesn't consult anybody. He works with the counsel of his own will. That's why he swore by himself. Amen. Himself. Praise God. And we always swear by something greater, some greater power. But when it came to God, he swore by himself. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Let's just make a prayer. Dear God, we bless your name. Thank you for these holy scriptures. May the Holy Spirit quicken them to us. And may your Holy Spirit anoint your people. May we leave this place fully blessed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. You may be seated. Praise God. Amen. Good to see all of you. Amen. Welcome to church. Amen. So I just have a subject this evening, approaching the fullness of time. Amen. Praise God. You have heard what the pastor has been preaching on the day of vengeance of our God. That day is coming. It is not a day of joy to the world. It's a day of judgment. Vengeance. The Bible says, vengeance is in my heart. Amen. But the year of my redeemed is come. Amen. In that vengeance, there is a year of my redeemed. A time of the redeemed. Where the bride says, the spirit, and the bride say, come. Amen. Amen. But it is a twofold message that goes forth. It's a message of redemption. Come and take the water of life freely. Then there is a message of judgment to this world. Vengeance. Amen. Vengeance. Brother Branham said, if God doesn't judge this world, he will have to raise up a Sodom and Gomorrah and apologize to it for judging it. Amen. But we see the cup of iniquity has become full. Amen. The iniquity of the Amorites has become full. So what is left is vengeance. Judgment is coming to this world. Amen. But you know the prophet, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence. Amen. There was silence in heaven. Praise God. But we notice one thing. The prophet told us, in that silence, which was the end of the seventh angel's message, we see Revelation 10. That mighty angel came down. Amen. With a rainbow on his head. A rainbow covenant upon his head. He came down. And when he came down, he cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. Amen. Praise God. He cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roareth. And when the lion roars, who can but fear? Amen. But this was God speaking. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And the prophet said, those thunders uttered on the earth. And they had to do with a bride. Praise God. It had to do with a bride. They were uttering on the earth. Because this bride is on the earth. Blessed be his holy name. Those thunders uttered their voices. And right after that, that mighty angel put one foot on the land, one foot on the sea, and swore that time shall be no more. It was the end of all things. Praise God. It was the end of everything. The end of struggling nature. The end of all flesh. Praise God. It was the end of all things. Amen. Praise God. And we find out that was the end of all things. So we are approaching it this evening. We are approaching that time, the fullness of time. Amen. And you know, God does not judge the world without warning. It would be unjust if he doesn't warn the people of what is coming. Amen. But we know he has already sent forth a warning in this age. A message has gone forth. The message of mercy. It's a message of warning. Run for your life. Praise God. Run for your life. It's a message of warning. Amen. Praise God. So God has sent forth that message. We find out before the flood, he gave Noah a message to warn the people. Before he judged Sodom, he gave them a message to Abraham and Lot to get out of that city. Praise God. Amen. He sent Jonah to Nineveh with a message to warn the city. Praise God. Amen. He gave Joseph a dream to warn him of the coming famine. Blessed be his holy name. God always warns the people before he judges them. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we are approaching this fullness of time this evening. Approaching the fullness of time. It is coming, brother. It is coming, sister. We are approaching it. It is very close. We can already see it. It is coming our way. It is facing us. Praise God. Amen. In 1962, when the prophet was preaching the message, the search of a perfect man, he said, we are approaching the seven seals. Then he was facing the seven seals. It was going to be the capping of his ministry. And he said, this is the message on teaching that there is a man that is going to be redeemed in that eternal church age at the end of the seals. Praise God. Amen. That was the stage of a perfect man. And we know the end of the seven seals, the finishing of the seventh seal, is the fullness of time. Praise God. So you are going to be redeemed at the end of the seven seals, at the finishing of the seventh seal. You are going to be redeemed, soul, spirit, and body. Praise God. Amen. That man is going to be redeemed. Praise God. And I believe that is you. That is me. That is you online. Amen. You are going to be redeemed during this time because we are at the finishing of the seventh seal. And he said at the finishing of the seventh seal, we should be way up here to know who God is. All is all about him. His nature. His being. Everything about God. You should know by now. Amen. Why? Because you are going to be fully redeemed. He's going to redeem you. Praise God. He's redeeming you. He's redeeming me. Blessed be his holy name. That is why he sent us a message of redemption. Amen. We have received a message of redemption. The message to redeem us. Not just to save us, but to redeem us back to God again. Blessed be his holy name. Hallelujah. So we want to approach that fullness of time this evening. Amen. If you go to the scriptures, what it talks about, the fullness of time. One thing you know, that the word is made flesh at the fullness of time. Amen. Then there's also resurrection of the dead at the fullness of time. Praise God. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Because we find out the word was made flesh when he sent Jesus Christ. And the Old Testament saints also resurrected when Jesus had finished his ministry. Amen. It was the fullness of time. If you go to Galatians 4, from verse 4, the scripture talks about the fullness of time. When the fullness of time was come, praise God, this was then, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. Then the question comes, How was Jesus made under the law? Praise God. How did the law make him? He was the fulfillment of the law. Praise God. Amen. He was the fulfillment of the law. He said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me." He was the fulfillment of that law. Amen. God sent forth his son, made of a woman. He was the seed of the woman. In Genesis, the seed of a woman shall bruise your head. Talking about the seed of the serpent. Amen. He was the seed of the woman. Amen. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. Amen. To redeem us. Amen. Back to God to receive the adoption of sons. Sonship. Being a son of God. Being equal with God. That's what it means. Being a son of God. Let this mind be in you. That was also in Jesus. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. Amen. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. That's the only way you could say, Abba, Father. That's the only way you'll have a right to call God Father. Amen. Praise God. Because you are a son. Amen. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. If a son, then an heir of God. Through Christ. Your inheritance is sonship. Your inheritance is Godship. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when the fullness of time came, the word was made flesh in Jesus Christ to redeem you and me. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. Amen. The prophet said in this message, who is this Melchizedek? First God, the thought, attribute itself all in one without being expressed. Then he was expressed. Secondarily, he became the word, the Logos. Then the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That was at the fullness of time. You know, John 1, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Now we find out Moses wrote the book of Genesis. Amen. Moses wrote that book of Genesis, and he went to the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And he said, let there be light. So he wrote the book of Genesis. But you see, John went beyond Genesis, not to talk about the creation, to talk about the creator, the Logos. John said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And you know, there's something special about the Apostle John. Amen. He took us. He is the one who first introduced that concept that God is the Logos, is the Word, and that Word was made flesh in Jesus. Amen. Praise God. And you also find out in his epistles before Revelation, he also introduced another concept. He said, God is love. Praise God. The Apostle John, he began to see God as perfect love. Praise God. Perfect love. Him that does not fail. The love of God. Praise God. How rich and pure. Amen. God is love. Amen. So John went to John 1 to go before Genesis 1. But our prophet went beyond John 1. He told us before it was Logos, before it was a word, it was a thought. Praise God. He went beyond John 1 and said, before it was word, it was a thought. Elohim, the fountain of life. Praise God. Amen. And he said here, in the beginning was the word. When the time began, it was the word. But before it was word, it was an attribute, a thought. Then it was expressed. In the beginning was the Word. the expression, the word. Amen. And you know, at the fullness of time, that logos and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Amen. It came to fulfill the law that was written. Amen. He's first being a spirit, God, a supernatural, the great eternal, the fountain of life, the existence that there ever was, existed all by himself. Amen. Second, he began to form himself towards flesh. In a theophany, it's called a word, body. A body. This then is the state he was when he met Abraham as Melchizedek. He met Abraham. Amen. He was in a theophany. A theophany is something that you could not see. It could be right here now, yet you cannot see it. Praise God. It could be right here. Right here. And yet you cannot see it. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. And then you come out right. And then you see, he come right down the regular line. Attribute before the foundation of the world. His name was put in the book of life. That's why the lamb died before the foundation of the world. That was an attribute. Amen. When it was just in thought, that's when your name was written as redeemed. Praise God. Amen. So your genealogy traces way back before it was word, when it was just in the thoughts of God. Amen. That's why the seed of God is in you. Amen. So he became the word, the theophany, that could appear and disappear. And then he became flesh and he turned back again, resurrected the same body in a glorified condition. Amen. When Jesus was made flesh, you know what he did first? When he went to be baptized by John. And John saw the Spirit of God coming like a dove. And the prophet said, in that message proving is what he said, the Spirit came upon him to claim this part of the earth, his body. Amen. To claim it. Amen. And when the Spirit came upon him, it led him to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And right after that, he now went to pick up his anointing as Christ, the anointed one, when he went to the temple. Amen. And he was given a scroll. And the Bible says he found where it was written. In other words, he was looking for where it is written. Praise God. And the prophet prophesied, after a while, you will find where it is written. Praise God. And Jesus found where it was written and read, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me. And then he preached the acceptable year of the Lord. And then he said, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. And he closed the book. Amen. And the Bible says, precious words proceeded from his mouth. And all the eyes of those people were fastened on him. And then they said, is not this Joseph's son? Pray whom we know. At that time, it had changed. Amen. He was no longer Joseph's son. Whose son am I now? At that time, it had changed. It was Christ's anointed word. He had declared, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me now. He has anointed me. He was now Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be his holy name. He was now anointed to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. But we know by the scriptures, he stopped in the middle. He stopped in the middle. Amen. Because there is another coming. He is coming back again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know the entire book of Acts, they continued to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. It was a message of salvation, the message of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. That was what the fullness of time produced. The word was made flesh. He preached the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And when he died, praise God. When he cried with a loud voice on the cross, the graves opened. And many of the Old Testament saints rose and they were seen in Jerusalem by many. Praise God. By many. Hallelujah. That was the fullness of time. The fullness of time. The fulfillment of the law. The capping of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Let's give him a shout. Say amen, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That was the first fullness of time we know. Then now there's this one in Ephesians. Amen. Amen. Not of the law, because we are crossed from the law to grace. But now this one is called a dispensation. That in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather together in one all things in Christ. This is a gathering time. Gathering together all in one in Christ is God's provided place of gathering. God's only provided place of worship. Hallelujah. Amen. And the prophet said, in the dispensation of the fullness of time, remember that. Now we learn that the fullness of time is waiting for what? Now this one we're talking about. The time that when sin will cease. The time that the dead will, death will cease. Sickness will cease. When sin will cease. Time when all perversions will cease. Amen. Time itself will cease. Time shall be no more. Time itself will cease. Amen, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, he might gather in one in Christ, both in heaven and on earth, both the living and the dead, all gathered in Christ. Gather all things through Christ. I say this morning, amen, a little nugget that we find. Listen to this. It's a nugget, the prophet is saying. These great little things, you can polish them in Genesis. You can polish them in Exodus. You can polish them in Leviticus. You can polish them up to Revelation. They will end up being Jesus. You take Joseph. You take Abraham. You take Isaac. You take Jacob. You take David. You take any of those nuggets, those men of God, and you see if you don't see Jesus Christ displayed in each of them, that he might gather in one into one Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe in dispensations? The Bible said so. The dispensation of the fullness of time. A season of the fullness of time. And we are approaching it, brother. This evening we are approaching that dispensation. We are approaching that time. Hallelujah. There has been a dispensation of the Mosaic law under Moses. There was a dispensation of John the Baptist. There was a dispensation of Christ. There has been a dispensation of church organization. There has been a dispensation of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Now is the dispensation of adoption. What the world has groaned and waited for. When the fullness of time comes. Amen. It is that dispensation of adoption. When the fullness of time comes. So your adoption starts this fullness of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The dispensation of the fullness of time. When the dead rises, when sickness ceases, and the earth ceases to groan. The earth ceases to groan. That's why in Romans 8, the earth, creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God. Where is that manifestation? In this fullness of time. When the word is made flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. When the earth ceases to groan. Praise God.
when it comes to the gathering together at the end of the dispensation. It is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. What is Christ? How many by one spirit were baptized into one body? Which is the body of Christ, and made partakers of every gift and every good thing that he got, and the whole earth is groaning, crying in travail, in pain, waiting for the manifestation when Christ and his church will unite together as one. In other words, when you see me, you see Jesus. That unity, not by words, not by speech, but by demonstration. That is what the world is groaning for. That is what we are contending for. Amen. The oneness of God with man. Blessed be his holy name. Praise God. The oneness of God with man. Blessed be his holy name. So the Spirit is here. It came upon Jesus that day when he walked to the temple. He actually already had a spirit. Then he said he has anointed. He only identified where it is written. Because the anointing, the spirit must connect with the word for the day. And when it connects, then this day, this scripture is fulfilled. Praise God. It must connect with the word for the day. The word in due season. Praise God. A word in due season. How good it is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So we see was the fulfillment of the law. Then we got into the church ages. The dispensation of grace. And God again now, he was not building up for the groom, the Messiah. He was making up a bride through the church ages. He was making up his bride. The law, as you read in the Galatians, made Christ. Amen. The church ages, what did they make? They are making up the bride. The same way he built the church is the way he builds the individual that is going to be redeemed. He was making up the bride. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that gives us a glimpse of what this fullness of time is that we are approaching, that we are facing. Amen. He will be the fulfillment of the seven church ages. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why when the thunders uttered, it uttered to the bride, the seven thunders, the seven voices uttered to the bride. It was not one voice. It was seven voices because they make up the bride. They make up you and me. Praise God. Amen. They make up you and me. And this fullness of time has come. Amen. And you find that all through the seals. First seal, one of the beasts says, come and see. The Spirit spoke, every age, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. It is spoke in every age. It is spoke in every age. Come and see. Come and see. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. It was making up a bride. It was building a bride. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when he opened the seventh seal, amen, the thunders uttered and gathered a bride, shows how to prepare, gives her faith. Amen. Then when you go to Revelation 21, one of the seven angels, which I believe was the seventh angel, he said to John, come and I show you the bride, the Lamb's wife, the bride that has been built up now. It is the fullness of time. And then in Revelation 22, now that bride, just like Jesus in Luke 4, that bride stands there and said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. And what does she say? Come. Come and take the word of life freely. The Spirit comes upon the bride. At the end, the bride is made up. Amen. The Spirit comes upon the bride. The anointing comes upon the bride. And then she goes and picks up the scripture for that day. The spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. The spirit and the bride say, come. Come and do what? Take the water of life freely. Praise God. This could not be done. Amen. In the time of Jesus. You know what he said? In John 7. In the last day of the feast, which the prophet said, it was the signal, it was symbolizing the last church age. He cried out, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures have taught, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. He cried to those disciples. He cried to those Pharisees. But you know what he said? The Bible says, this spake he of the Spirit, that they who have believed on him should receive. But at that time, he was just prophesying because the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Praise God. But he put out that scripture there so that when the bride comes in this side of the glorification, when she comes in Revelation 22:17, she will say the same words, come and take the water of life freely. This speaks of the Spirit and that you are going to receive. Why? Because Jesus has been glorified. Praise God. Jesus has been glorified. Hallelujah. Jesus has been glorified. Jesus has been glorified. Let's glorify Jesus. Let's glorify Jesus. Jesus has been glorified. We glorify you, Lord. We glorify you, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. We glorify him. We glorify his name. The name above every name. Blessed be his holy name. And when you glorify him, you shall receive the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's lift him higher. Lift him up for the world to see. He said, if I be glorified, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. Lift Jesus higher. Praise God. That's why the prophet said, the true transfiguration experience glorifies Jesus only. Only Jesus. To him be the glory. World without end. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's give him a shout of praise. Blessed be his holy name. Amen. Let's glorify him. Blessed be his holy name. You see how the bride has already been made. She has been called. She has been gathered. Amen. Now, she has to take up her anointing by getting the word in due season. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Then what will she declare? The day of vengeance of our God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So just my last quote. The ever-present water from the rock. Listen to what the prophet said. Now, brethren and sisters, I want to ask you something. Then if we are born again of the Spirit of God, God don't have a little weak parts or big strong parts. He is altogether God. And if you have had enough of God in you, till you are just barely a shadow, that is enough power to make a new earth. That's enough power to make a new moon, a new system. It is God and it is strong. And right now, every believer in here has life eternal. Do you believe that? Amen. Every believer in here has eternal life. I believe that. Amen. He that believeth on me has everlasting life. Do you believe that? Yes. It is written, every believer in here has eternal life, which is God's spirit in you. Enough power that will raise up the dead, that will heal the sick, that will see orbits in condition. It is controlled by a law. Praise God. It is controlled by a law in you. You are sons and daughters of God. That same spirit that you have got in you will raise you up yourself at the day of the resurrection. The same spirit, if it dwells in you, it will quicken your body. Jesus, when he was here on the earth, when he died, his soul descended to hell. And he preached to the souls in prison that repented not in the long suffering of the days of Noah. His body went to the grave. But before he died, he commended his spirit into the hands of God. His spirit went to God. His soul went to hell. His body went to the grave. And Jesus was barred out from the resurrection until the scriptures could be fulfilled. Amen. You see the importance of scripture. He could not preach the acceptable year of the Lord until he could identify himself in Isaiah 61. Amen. He could not raise from the dead, the prophet said, because there was a barricade of scriptures first to be fulfilled. Praise God, the importance of scripture. Amen. You can't move before scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah. He was bound by the barricade of scriptures. He could not raise from the dead. Amen. He could not come back because he had to stay in the grave for 3 days and three nights. You remember that scripture as the sign of Jonas. 3 days in the waves of a belly. In the belly of a whale. Praise God. He could not because he had to fulfill that. Yet also I will not leave your soul in hell, nor will I suffer your body to see corruption. He had to fulfill that also. But when the scripture was all fulfilled, this bar was taken away. The barricade was rolled away. His spirit, listen to the order of resurrection. His spirit that went to God descended into his soul. His soul picked up his body and he rose again. That is the order. That was for Jesus. Now listen to us. And when we die, our souls go under the altar of God. Amen. And somewhere Brother Bam describes, he says, it goes to the sixth dimension. It travels through the fourth dimension. Fifth, which is hell, the place of torment, demons. Then the sixth is the presence of God. Amen. Our souls go to the altar of God. Where I was privileged to see a few mornings ago, as you know, in a vision, where the Bible said our spirits will go to God, who give it, and our bodies shall return to the dust of the earth. Amen. But someday, now, mark this. Our souls go to the presence of God, the sixth dimension. But somewhere, Brother Bram has said, our spirits actually go to God. And you know God is in the seventh dimension. Amen. And then the prophet said here, praise God. Our spirits will go to God who give it. He just in the same quote. And our bodies return to the dust of the earth. But someday, when the scripture is fulfilled. So what is keeping the dead dead? There is a barricade of scriptures yet to be fulfilled. Amen. Whoever goes ahead of us, whoever sleeps, what keeps them dead? From the days of Paul to this day, what keeps Brother Branham in the grave is because there is a barricade of scriptures to be fulfilled. Maybe it is waiting for the bride to go to the temple like Jesus and find where it is written and say, this day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes. Blessed be his holy name. That is what keeps them dead. There is a barricade of scriptures to be fulfilled. Then our spirits, this is what will happen when it is fulfilled. Our spirits will be released from God. Hallelujah. Then we'll pick up the soul in the sixth dimension. Then we'll get, and the soul to our bodies. Amen. And the power that will raise us up And that power that will raise us up is in us now. Hallelujah. That power to raise you up is in you now. Amen. But what keeps it from raising you up is because there's a barricade of scriptures to be fulfilled. Like what? The Spirit and the Bride say, come. Hallelujah. Like what? The day of vengeance of our God. Hallelujah. Those scriptures have to be fulfilled before the resurrection. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And the power that is in us now. We are right now in heavenly places. We are now in the power of his resurrection. Amen. If there wasn't a law to that, sons and daughters of God would create them a world out there and go and live a private life in it. You see the power in you to create a world out there and go and live a private life there. That power is in the church. Praise God. So you have enough power in you to actually change your body. But what keeps that promise is that there are scriptures to be fulfilled. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. You have omnipotent power. Praise God. God is omnipotent. The power that is in you now is what created the world. You can create a world, speak a world to existence. Let there be. That is the power that is in the church now, but it is controlled by a law. And that law is not keeping a bunch of commandments. It's a law of faith. All things are possible to them that believe. All things. Just put anything there. All things. Creation. All things. Healing. All things are possible. Hallelujah. All things are possible to them that believe. And if you can believe, whatever God will lead you, your soul to believe, it is yours. Every place the soles of your foot set upon by faith, God will give it to you. It is yours. Possess it now. If you can find this key to this law of faith, that opens it to you. The power is controlled. If you are a son of God or a daughter of God, that never leaves you. That power stays in you. It is in you all the time. Amen. It is still here. When you are saved, God gives you faith to rise from the mark of the earth. Your faith overcomes the things of the world. What is your faith? Your faith is the act that God did in you to make you a son of God. You quit lying. You quit stealing. You quit drinking because your faith rises you above it all. Amen. And if you don't do it, then you don't have any faith. But by faith are you saved and through grace. Amen. As much as your faith will be released, that's how, as much as your power, the power you can have. Because it dwells in you. Amen. In you dwells the power that made the heavens and the earth. God dwells in his sons and daughters. There you are. It is your faith. According to your faith, be it unto you. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and no doubt in your heart, you shall have whatsoever you say. Praise God. So the law is the law of faith. Praise God. Is the law of faith. So even when you die in faith. Because that law is at work. It doesn't die. Amen. That power is in you. You go with it. The only thing that keeps you from raising is scriptures. The only thing that keeps you from having a body change now is scriptures. But the power is already in you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this fullness of time, we'll also see a resurrection of the dead, the New Testament, the those that slept in Christ will rise first. And then we are gathered together with them, that gathering again, all things in Christ. Amen. That's where our gathering is. So God bless you. Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you on the hookup. I trust that you are blessed. May you have a blessed night and a blessed evening. May God take you back home safely. God richly bless you. Amen.
Amen. Do you appreciate the Lord? Do you appreciate our brother? Amen, Brother Gabriel. God richly bless you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.